to come as a tourist in the Midwest, and people want to come with a lot of people. Now, I understand what these people are saying at the villas. No, I would not want to live in a duplex right next door to Party City. I get that. My heart does go out to you. I am compassionate for that. But as a business person, I'm building a home that meets your guidelines, and MTS Ventures is trying to build a home that meets your guidelines. Okay, the house has 7 bedrooms. It can only have 14 people in it, and it has to have 7 parking spaces off the street. And we're willing to comply with that so that people can still drive through their neighborhood and they still can walk their dog and have their life. And we would operate these in line with that. If you have a 6-bedroom home, your nightly rent is going to be between $250 and $300. You're not renting to people that would be undesirable. So we're not out-of-state owners. We want to add to the neighborhood. And my other concern with what we're doing is that we had the Division 3 permit, and then we were also granted the Division 1 permit January 6th of 16. So if our Division 3 permit isn't valid, we have to start all over. And owning those two lots and the plans that we have paid the architect for, we're already out in excess of $60,000, and we pay our homeowners dues for land that's never bush hogged, that's not developed. And all I want to do, and all MTS wants to do, because this is the beginning, and you all understand that, and I respect that, this is the beginning of what's going to happen in that neighborhood. To make it beautiful, to make it profitable, and to make it work with the people that are already there. And so that's why I ask that you grant the petition to grant Division 3 to Lot 40 at the Pinnacle. Do you have questions for me? I appreciate your time.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any others for? Opposed? You want to go ahead and go first?
Yeah. Now I can find my paper. I always told my children to read their instructions, so mother does. I understand what this lady said, that she probably lose $60,000. I can tell you every one of those houses in the Pinnacle costs more than $60,000. So we have an investment too. I don't live in the Fieldstone. I live in a home in the Pinnacles. She said, and I believe her, that she was told that that was designed for homes to be built for rental. And I believe what she says. But I'm telling you, I was told it was laid out for individual homes. So you have two contradictory thought processes. I don't care what they say now up at the POA office. That's what they told us when we bought the property. I can't imagine in that area having those many homes with that many bedrooms and not having all sorts of noise and uproar going on that road. And I'm not good on the maps. We live on a Legend Circle, which would be here, okay, up there on Legends Lane. We had a surveyor out and he told us these roads are not up to code. They're not wide enough. He said, I don't know how they got these in here and got these places built, but they're not right. And that was Mr. Wolf. Am I right, Paul? Okay, so now you've got narrow streets and you've got people that live all through here, and it's a quiet neighborhood, And we should welcome somebody who wants to come in and build an 8-bedroom, a 4-bedroom, a 6-bedroom with what goes with it. I mean, let's be honest. If I'm going to rent a place with 8 bedrooms, we're not going to sit around in the house all day long and do nothing. And yes, they'll go out and do all sorts of things through town, but they'll also be there a lot. I just think that we have two contradictory promises somewhere. You know, you're not God. You can't go and say, and let this be so. But something isn't right. My mother used to say, there's some stink somewhere. And it just appears that all this area where people that live out there are coming to you to say, help us. Don't let us lose our spots. I don't know whether individual people will buy that property and build individual homes. I can't agree or disagree with you. I don't know that. But I do know that you put that many big homes in there, you are not going to have a quiet, peaceful neighborhood. You just won't. I think we all know that. I just ask you to think about this. I don't have the answer. If I did, I would suggest it. But I do not. And I do know that those roads are narrow and you can't get too by there. It just doesn't work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Howard, if you want me, I can address that road situation. This was all set up as a condo ownership subdivision. So they built all these homes with common space all around them. But then they came to Bob and needed to subdivide and put a lot around each house. So they didn't meet side setbacks. They would not meet front setbacks. And there was numerous setback variances brought through the Board of Adjustment. And once those were approved, and each one's different, you know, 20 feet to one house, 15 to one, 12 to another. Then they came through and they platted each lot. Well, you had this second part where the road widens. It was just blank open because it's all going to be condo. Had no homes, so they platted it according to our subdivision regulations. The front was platted to match the homes, and I think that's a 30-foot wide easement's the widest they could get. So that's the reason that you got like a narrow road coming in, and then it jumps to a wide road, circles around. So.
Any questions on that? Or no? Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Who else do we have? Opposed? Karen?
Well, y'all know how we proved and went through the records, and it is our HOA's problem in telling people that they could build nightly rentals. So it is our HOA who is responsible to the people who were told in error that they could build nightly rentals. That's been proven. The 3,365 acres was platted. There were to be condominiums in the middle down by the golf course. There was going to be a hotel up close to the Pinnacles. That all went away, but that's where the condominiums were going to be. And the original permit didn't allow for any nightly rentals at all. And that's where this all started, because people wanted to do nightly rentals. And we had to prove that it was wrong. However, the board decided to side with people who had decided to rent their property illegally. And it was illegal because they did not have a permit. And the attorney did say that they had to each get a permit. And then the board members felt sorry for those who had been renting. Sorry for those who were told by the HOA that they could. So, and that's how the first 16 got approved. They felt sorry for them. It still is not right. We don't have nightly rentals under the Division 3. And so I just continue to harp on that, continue to strive to where we can get our community back to what it was originally proposed and promoted. And so I just really, really hope that you do understand. This is a very small subdivision. It really is. Johnny Morris has bought up the property near the golf course, so it won't be built on. He doesn't allow houses on his golf courses. And so you've got the rest of the property, and if you get 7 houses in there, that can have 14 people. And also the 180 Legend Circle, Mr. Donyez, who did get a permit from y'all, he went for the extra parking pad. He was denied by our HOA. And so he has decided that he is going to live there permanently. He's going to go somewhere else and get a nightly rental. And so the extra parking cement and pads will definitely not be compatible with what is already there. So the big houses is going to be a real problem. And I ask that you really take that into consideration, all the extra traffic and the cars and the people. Thank you.
Thank you. Neil, were you wanting to get up?
Yeah. Just
speak?
Briefly. This fight's been going on for, what, a year now, something like that? I just briefly want to say, we don't want hotels, 4-bedroom, 5-6-bedroom hotels in our neighborhood. It's just that simple. You know, so, you know, you got a 6-bedroom proposed, that's another 14 people minimum. They're talking about a 7-bedroom, I guess. Is 8-bedroom. That's another,
this
what?
This one's a 6. The one that they're actually talking about is 6.
Ma'am,
I understand that.
We need to see Lyle Lynn talk.
Anyway, so 6-bedroom being proposed. To me, that's like a 8-room hotel, because that's what it is. You got 6 bedrooms, a family room, and a kitchen, basically. It's an 8-room hotel. We don't want hotels in our neighborhood. And that young lady is talking about developing, I guess, nearby a 7 or 8-bedroom hotel. We don't want it. It doesn't fit with the neighborhood. It's very simple. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
He has a paper that has both of our names on it.
My name is Paul Katz, and I'm the 80-year-old that she referred to. And I just want you to see, this is my house right in here. And this is their house right over here. 6, 7, 7. All of a sudden, you're talking about 20 people, 20 couples, living there with 10 cars all along here on a road that's not big enough to support what we're really talking about. And if you follow the thought, they want to do more than that. You're talking about what could be 50, 60 people in this one small area. That can't help but change what we're talking, what we are living in. At the time we bought our house, there were just those two houses over there. And we were told that it was going to be single residents living all around us. And it had gone through a developer of condominiums, and he was foreclosed upon, and the bank had the property, and we bought the